Thanks very much, and welcome to the Farm and Ranch Roundup program here on Radio Central, program number 2,621. This is my last program as county agent here in Washington County, and the first thing I would like to say is I want to thank Radio Central and the Whiteheads for giving me this opportunity to spread the word of agriculture and 4-H to our listening audience. And also, thanks to you, our listening audience. You have been so faithful of listening here on these programs every day, and I do want to thank you, and I hope that you found these programs of education and entertaining and of value. And with me are the guests on today's program, Tom D. and Carla Whitehead, and I would want to personally thank them, along with Mr. Tom Whitehead, for giving the Extension Service this opportunity. They have been very faithful, and gosh, it's just hard to visualize that for the past 22 years I have conducted this many programs. And Carl and Tom D., I want to personally say thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Well, Bill, I was 9 years old when you did your first show. I don't exactly remember what that one was about, but if you could tell us what it was like when you first started, how many shows you were doing a week, and where you've come from then.
Well, Tom D., when I came here, Mr. Stufflebean was retired as an agent. He had one program, I think was on a Monday morning at 6:30, and then the 4-H agent had the Wednesday morning program. And the recording was all done upstairs. I can't remember the exact equipment, but I can tell you it is not as fancy as we have here today. Not this real nice soundproof booth and real elaborate equipment, but we managed to get by. And much as I can remember, I think the programs were maybe at 7 a.m., and a lot of the programs were done live. We did not record as much then as we do now. There are two reasons. Number one, we're at 6:15 now. That's a little early to get out every morning. And then secondly, we did not have this real fancy equipment. Carly, you mentioned going out in the field. This was a very enjoyable part of the radio broadcasting from my standpoint, and we did this with the addition of the Farm and Ranch Roundup program that we initiated on Tuesday and Friday noon. And the radio station let me use a portable tape recorder, and I went out in the country and found some folks that would like to talk about some practices that they were doing or that we'd like to initiate, and that was an enjoyable part of broadcasting. We sort of got away from that lately because the brand new equipment in the office here makes broadcasting so much easier. The quality of broadcasting is much better than the old tape recorder, and so I pretty well concentrated on using the equipment here and bringing guests here to the station. But I like to do the broadcasting from the field.
What about the changes in the agricultural industry and then what you all are doing from the county agent's office? How much has that changed in
22
years?
The big thing, Carla, has been the change in the ownership of the land. We've seen more and more change to the absentee owners from the Houston, Austin area. More and more of the land here has been divided up, passed on to their children and sold to different folks, broken up into smaller tracts. And as a result, agriculture itself has changed. We've seen more and more grassland farming for cattle and horse production. Dairy production has pretty well remained the same, but the big thing is, or has been, the improvement of growing better forages and better cattle. And horses came on strong, but now it's sort of it'll stand still.
Okay, Bill, we're going to wrap it up. This is a wonderful last day for you, and I know that you're going to enjoy your retirement. We're certainly going to miss you on Radio Central. All of our listeners will. This is 2,621. That's quite a legacy on the radio and on Radio Central, and we salute you.
Well, Carly and Tom D., I want to personally thank you again and all the Whitehead family and all the staff members here at Radio Central for giving me this opportunity to spread the word to our listening audience. It's a pleasure being with you, and hope everyone had a very nice Easter weekend.